BBC LearningEnglish.com.
Hello, I'm Callum Robertson, and this is London Life. Or rather, it's Rio Life. Last week, while in Brazil, on business for BBC Learning English, we caught up with organisers and crew of an international event that goes around the world and uses English as the universal language of communication, the Volvo Ocean Race.
BBC LearningEnglish.com.
Well, it's a gorgeously hot, sunny day. The sky is blue. There's little white fluffy clouds in the sky, and I'm standing at a marina in Rio de Janeiro. Now, a marina is like, I suppose, it's like a car park, but for yachts and boats. Now, we're here because Rio de Janeiro is one of the stopping points at this year's Volvo Ocean Race. This is a race which takes boats around the world, and we're going to find out a little bit more about the race and about how English is used by the crews in the race and by the organisation. It's a multinational competition, but English is the main language. And to tell us a little bit more about this race, we've been joined by, well, tell us who you are and what your role is.
Andy Hindley, Racing Director for the Volvo Ocean Race.
And tell us a little bit about the race. What is it and what does it involve?
It's the pinnacle of round-the-world yacht racing, fully crewed, flat out. So we start from Northern Europe and we go around the world via Cape Town to Melbourne in Australia to Wellington in New Zealand to Rio, up to Baltimore and New York and back to England to Portsmouth and then Rotterdam and finishing in Gothenburg. It takes about 7 months.
That was Andy Hindley. He says the race is the pinnacle of world yacht racing, which means it's the most important, the most respected race of its kind. The people who work on a boat are called the crew, and he said they sail flat out. Flat out. This phrase means they go as fast as they can and work as hard as they can the whole time. It's a very challenging thing to do. Have another listen to Andy, and this time listen out for the places that the yachts go to and how long the race lasts.
It's the pinnacle of round-the-world yacht racing, fully crewed, flat out. So we start from Northern Europe and we go around the world via Cape Town to Melbourne in Australia to Wellington in New Zealand to Rio, up to Baltimore and New York and back to England to Portsmouth and then Rotterdam and finishing in Gothenburg. It takes about 7 months.
So the race takes about 7 months and travels from Northern Europe to South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, USA, England, Holland and Sweden. Andy also told us that there are many different nationalities in the crews and that English is the official language. So we then went to speak to some crew members who don't have English as their first language about how they and their multinational crews get on with English. We've been joined by, well, tell us who you are and what do you do?
I'm Maria Bertran, I'm Spanish and I'm actually working on the Movistar sailing team on the Volvo Ocean Race, which is a Spanish team.
Are all the members of the crew Spanish?
No, on the race crew we just got two Spanish sailors and the rest of them, they are from all over the world, starting from the skipper, he is from the Netherlands. And then we have New Zealand, Australians, Americans, South Africans, a little bit of everything.
It's a Spanish team. What language do they use on the boat?
English. So the Spaniards and, well, the skipper, they speak really good English, so they just communicate in English.
How did you learn English?
In school. Well, after school, used to go to classes to learn English and then spent summers abroad in England and in the States and then lived 1 year in the States. And then I studied translation for English.
What would be your best tip for how to learn English?
Try to spend a couple of months minimum at a English-speaking country and try not to have much contact with people that speak your own language. Because if you go like to England and you just keep hanging with Spaniards, if you're Spanish, then, yeah, you do learn English, but then you keep speaking Spanish and you don't learn that much.
BBC LearningEnglish.com.
We've been joined by, well, tell us what your name is and what you do.
My name is Gert-Jan Poortman and I'm a bowman on the ABN AMRO 2 in the Volvo Ocean Race.
And what country do you come from? What's your native language?
I'm from Holland so born and raised in Holland, Netherlands.
On the boat, your crew members, are they mostly English speakers?
Yeah, I mean, we have one language on the boat, and that's English, but we have seven nationalities.
Does it ever cause a problem having the one language, or are all the guys pretty good in English?
Some are better than others, but generally, you know, it's going all right. You know, the longer we sail together, it's the better it is. It's really hard for our skipper, because he hardly spoke any word of English, so he would point to someone's nose and say, "Hey, there's something on your arm." And we would tell him it's a nose and not an arm, you know, so you get the funny stuff.
Right, and your English is very, very good, and I believe that people actually call you Johnny, is that right?
Yeah, because Gert-Jan no one can say. And actually, you know, when I was 18, I moved to America. My English was really bad, so I went to America to learn my English there. That's how I picked it up, and then the last 9 years I haven't lived in Holland, because I've just been sailing around, so... All day, you know, every day you speak English. Actually, English is easier for me right now than Dutch.
If you had a tip to pass on to people who are learning English, what is your top tip for learning English?
Well, for me, it worked going abroad and going to the places and, you know, and then just speak and always try. And then basically it's all about confidence, you know. For a lot of people know another language, but they don't have the confidence to talk. And you just got to go out there and get amongst people and chat. So, yeah, I guess that's the tip.
Some good advice from Gert-Jan there. That's all from this special edition of Rio Life.
BBC. LearningEnglish.com.